I don't know if you can hear the rain outside. It's a pretty yucky evening, and it's been like this, pretty dreary and wet and fairly windy ever since I got home this evening. Imagine though that it's this weather, but not this year. Imagine that you're back 200, 250 years or so. You're in London. You're somewhere in central London, in fact, what we now call central London, and you're wanting to cross the Thames. There weren't as many bridges in those days as there are today, and chances are your method of getting across the river wouldn't be a nice stout concrete or rather even stone construction. It would be a fairly stout young person in a rowing boat. A porter, as they're called, or were called rather. And clearly you would want a porter who was not just pretty clear in their mind of what they were doing and conscious of your safety in this little boat in a big foaming river, but he was also somebody who was also strong and determined to get across. Chances are that the liquor keeping that porter going was something fairly similar to one that I have in a bottle up here. Let me just find the right one. We have a mini collection of bottles here. Here we go. This one's in a very distinctive bottle. What I have in front of me here is a bottle which is fairly squat, and it has a very tall, thin, sort of chimney-like neck to it. In some ways, actually, and it didn't really occur to me until now, it has the feel of Moroccan tagine, the pot, which the casserole pot, effectively, which has a tall lid to it for allowing evaporated liquid to condense and run back into the pot. On this occasion, there's no cooking going on, obviously. And presumably, the neck on this bottle is purely and simply to make it distinctive in the hope that I pull it off the shelves. And put it off the shelves I did. I'm just going to wash out a glass. So I've returned to the table with my glass, and I have my bottle of traditional boatsman liquid here. I'm going to open it up, taking my trusty bottle opener here, which incidentally is carrot shaped. Funny, isn't it, when you go off to university, you get all sorts of funny, weird and wonderful things. I had a sandwich toaster that was the shape of a, well, vaguely the shape of a cow, of a flat cow. And this bottle opener stems from that time too. Anyway, I'm going to open this beer. Thank you. And the smell that comes off it is fruity, with a very, very dark undertone to it. This isn't the plums that I had off a beer from the other day, off the Innocent Gun beer. This is something richer and darker, and altogether much more sticky. The fruit is more an idea. It's not a specific fruit, although I suppose it could be. Maybe blackcurrants or blackberries or something fairly dark, but the overriding smell is of chocolate. I'm going to pour the beer now. And then, if you haven't already guessed, I'm going to tell you what it is. Okay. Smell coming off here is amazing. It's almost like pouring medicine out of a bottle. It's fairly thick and it's dark. And actually, now that it's been poured out, as well as that thick, dark, chocolatey smell, which is still here in abundance, there's also a slightly lighter, fruitier, apple-y smell as well. It's amazing. You feel like you could get drunk purely sniffing the beer. The head has already vanished, and what I have in front of me here is a glass of very dark liquid. This is the point where I pause and take a photograph, and I'll be back with you very shortly. So what we have here is a dark, strong, muscular liquid. Liquid, frankly, fit for the young, muscular people who would be getting you to your theatre or restaurant appointment on the other side of the river. What's it called? Well, it's called porter, after those people. So this porter is made by the Meantime Brewing Company, which is an outfit in Greenwich. They've done pretty well for themselves over the past 10 years or so. They have their own... they use a part, I think it is, of the Royal Maritime College in Greenwich, as a pub, come restaurant, come somewhere to advertise their beers. The beers are available all over the place, all over London, and I picked this up in Waitrose, and they do some pretty wonderful beers. I've had before their London Porter. And I've also had their stout. In many ways, porter is quite similar to stout in texture, and I think colour and feel, but it doesn't possess that same bitterness that stout does. It is altogether more creamy and more sweet. So I haven't had this particular beer before. This is their chocolate porter. Chocolate in this case, I think, refers to, rather than the cocoa bean it refers to chocolate malt, a grade of malted barley, which is dark and has a smell very reminiscent of chocolate. Anyway, this really is enough talking. Desperate to taste this. I'm going to go for it now. Oh, that is utterly wonderful. I have to say that there was actually more carbonation on the tongue than I was expecting. But it's not, it doesn't take away from the beer. It's also slightly more bitter than I was expecting. But the sort of mid and long taste is of a dark. This certainly isn't milk chocolate we're talking about. It's of a very dark, very serious chocolate. Possibly with a hint. No, more than a hint. A freshly roasted coffee. I have to say, you wouldn't want to drink too many of these in one go. I think you'd be in for one heck of a hangover the next morning. This is very nice. I will most definitely be coming back to this beer. Next time, I'm at a loss as to what to buy. I have to say, it's becoming more and more tricky to buy beers in Waitrose that I haven't had before. And Waitrose don't have a small selection of beer. Oh well. Maybe I'll have to move on to another supermarket. Anyway, well, I'll leave you to your eating or sleeping, more likely. And get on with my supping. Good night.